إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah from whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. We continue with the recitation and the translation in the tafsir of Surah Al-Fath. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا لتؤمنوا بالله ورسوله وتعزروه وتوقروه وتسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in these ayat, indeed we have sent you as a messenger and one who bears witness and a giver of glad tidings and a warner, so that you might believe in Allah and His messenger, and to aid and assist Him, and to honor and respect Him, and to glorify the praises of your Lord in the morning and the afternoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayat, He says, as the ulama, they explain, indeed we have sent you as a messenger, referring to the last prophet and messenger to humanity, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have sent you as a shahid, as one who bears witness over your ummah, over everyone that comes after him, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has delivered the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to everyone. And a giver of glad tidings. A giver of glad tidings, to give the people glad tidings of Jannah if they obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are from amongst the believers. And a warner, and a warner of the hellfire for whoever disbelieves and Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from amongst the kuffar. So that you might believe in Allah and His Messenger. So that all of humanity, you might believe in Allah and His Messenger. and to aid and assist him, to aid and assist the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to honor and respect him, to honor and respect the last prophet and messenger to humanity sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to celebrate and glorify the praises of your Lord in the morning and in the afternoon. This last prophet and messenger that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to humanity, this is one of his most important characteristics, and that is that he is the last prophet and messenger to humanity. As we'll explain in some of the ayat, after we look at the statement of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-Asi radiyallahu anhu ma qal, إِنَّ هَذِهِ الْآيَةَ الَّتِي فِي الْقُرْآنِ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا. قَالَ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَحِرْزًا لِلْأُمِّيِّينَ أَنْتَ عَبْدِي وَرَسُولِي سَمَّيْتُكَ الْمُتَوَكِّلَ ليس بفظ ولا غليظ ولا صخاب بالأسواق ولا يدفع السيئة بالسيئة ولكن يعفو ويصفح ولن يقبضه الله حتى يقيم به الملة العوجاء بأن يقولوا لا إله إلا الله فيفتح بها أعينا عميا وآذان صما وقلوبا غلفا. أخرجه البخاري رحمه الله. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-Asi radiallahu anhuma, he said, this ayat in the Quran, O Prophet, indeed we have sent you as one who bears witness and a giver of glad tidings and a warner. It says in the Torah, the book that was revealed to Musa alayhi salam, O Prophet, indeed we sent you as a one to bear witness and a giver of glad tidings and a warner and a protector for the illiterate. You are my servant and you are my messenger. I have named you Al-Mutawakkil. Al-Mutawakkil, the one that relies on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is not harsh and rough or rude, and he is not hard-hearted, and he does not raise his voice screaming and talking loudly in the marketplaces. And he does not raise his voice loudly, nor does he scream or talk loud in the marketplaces. And Allah would complete, and Allah would make the deen that is crooked straight by him. The deen that is crooked is shirk, or ascribing partners to Allah, or worshiping other than Allah. Allah will not take the soul of this prophet and messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam until the crooked deen of shirk is straightened by him. Up until the people, they say, La ilaha illallah, no God has the right to be worshipped but Allah. And by this phrase of La ilaha illallah and the Tawheed, then eyes that were blind will be opened, and ears that were deaf could hear, and that hearts that were closed will be opened. And this is collected by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. We see in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book that this last prophet and messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in fact the last prophet and messenger to all of humanity to the day of judgment. As Allah ta'ala, he says, وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. I have sent you as a messenger to all of humanity, and Allah is sufficient as a witness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, say, referring to his last prophet and messenger, say, O humanity, I am the messenger of Allah to you, to all of you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, And we have not sent you as a messenger except to all of humanity, as a giver of glad tidings and as a warner, but most of the people do not know. And these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He sent His last prophet and messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to an-nas. And an-nas is all of humanity from the time of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the last hour is established. As we understand from the statement of Allah ta'ala, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of an-nas, the King of an-nas, and the God or the deity of an-nas. This refers to all of humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the Lord of some of us and not others. He's not the King of some of us and not others. He's not the God of some of us and not others. But He is the King and the God and the Lord of an-nas, of all of humanity. And He sent His prophet and messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the last prophet and messenger to all of humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And I have not sent you except to be a messenger and a mercy to all of the worlds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in another ayah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا. Blessed be the one who has sent down the Furqan, the criterion, that which distinguishes right from wrong, or good from bad, or the truth from falsehood, or the halal from haram, or tawheed from shirk, or iman from kufr. Allah is the one who sent down the Furqan to His servant, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that he can be a warner to all of the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these two ayat, He uses the word al-alameen, that He sent His messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to al-alameen. And we understand this to be all of the worlds, both the jinn and the humanity. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, all praises is due to Allah, Lord of Al-Alameen, Lord of all the worlds, of the jinn and the mankind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sent His messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and His prophet to Al-Alameen, He sent them to all of the worlds, both the jinn and the mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book, وَمَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and Muhammad is not the father of any men from amongst you, but he is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets. This is from some of the ayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book to show that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He is the last prophet and messenger to all of humanity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with this belief. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. The messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, inna mathali ومثل الأنبياء من قبلي كمثل رجل بنى بيتا فأحسنه وأجمله إلا موضع لبنة من زاوية فجعل الناس يطوفون به ويعجبون له ويقولون هلا وضعت هذه اللبنة فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا اللبنة أنا خاتم النبيين. Muttafaqun alayhi. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the example of me and the example of the prophets who came before me is like the example of a man who built a home. He perfected his building and he made it look good and beautiful, except one brick that was left out in the corner. So the people, they started walking around the building and they were amazed at its structure, but they said, if only they would put this last brick here. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I'm that last brick. I am the seal of the prophets. This is collected by Al-Bukhari. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this hadith, he shows that he is the seal of the prophets, meaning he is the last of the prophets. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to complete his deen by the sending of prophets and messengers, and then he sent his last prophet and messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to complete the sending of prophets and messengers. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam qaal, "U'titu khamsan wa fi riwayah sittan lam yu'tahunna ahadun min al-anbiya'i qabli wa dhakara minhunna wa kana an-nabiyyu yub'athu ila qaumihi khassah وَبُعِثْتُ إِلَى النَّاسِ عَامَّةً مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لِمُسْلِمٍ قَالَ صلى الله عليه وسلم فُضِّلْتُ عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ بِسِتٍّ وَذَكَرَ مِنْهُنَّ وَأُرْسِلْتُ إِلَى الْخَلْقِ كَافَّةً وَخُتِمَ بِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لِأَحْمَدٍ قَالَ صلى الله عليه وسلم أرسلت إلى الأحمر والأسود. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, I have been given five things, and in one narration six things, that none of the prophets before me have been given. And he mentioned from amongst them, a prophet would be sent to his people in particular, or specifically to them, and I have been sent to all of humanity. And in the narration of Imam Muslim, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, I have a virtue, I have been given virtues over the rest of the prophets, and they are six. And he mentioned from them, I have been sent as a messenger to the creation. I have been sent to a messenger, as a messenger to all of the creation, and the prophethood has been ended with me. And in the narration of Imam Ahmad, he says, I have been sent to the red and the black. To the red, it means to the white. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in these hadith, he shows that the prophets and messengers that came before them, before him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were sent to specific people. But he alayhi salatu wasalam, he was sent to all of humanity. And this is which distinguishes him from the rest of the prophets and the messengers, as he's been sent to all of creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, we see in these hadith the meaning of the ayah, he is the seal of the prophets, meaning he is the last one, and there is no more prophethood after him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we also see in these narrations that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been sent to the black man, and he is the messenger of the black man. And he has been sent to the white man, and he is the messenger of the white man. And he is the last prophet and messenger to all of humanity, sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لعلي ألا ترضى أن تكون مني بمنزلة هارون من موسى إلا أنه ليس نبي بعدي متفق عليه. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said to Ali, don't you want to be to me just like Harun was to Musa, on the same status that Harun was to Musa, except that there is no prophet after me. And this is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Where the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he wanted to comfort Ali, as Ali was not going to travel in one of the battles of jihad, and he was feeling sad because he wanted to fight fi sabilillah. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted him to be the leader remaining behind over the Muslims in the Prophet's absence. And when he didn't want this, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed one of the virtues of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, that he was to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like Harun was to Musa, meaning aiding him and assisting him, except that he was not a prophet like Harun and Musa was sallallahu alayhim ajma'in. The Messenger of Allah alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam qal, إِنَّ لِي أَسْمَاءً إِنَّ لِي أَسْمَاءً أَنَا مُحَمَّدٌ وَأَنَا أَحْمَدٌ وَأَنَا الْمَاحِي الَّذِي يَمْحُو اللَّهُ بِيَ الْكُفْرُ وَأَنَا الْحَاشِرُ الَّذِي يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ عَلَى قَدَمَيْ وَأَنَا الْعَاقِبُ الَّذِي لَيْسَ بَعْدَهُ أَحَدٌ. متفق عليه. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, I have names. I am Muhammad. I am Ahmad. I am Al-Mahi, the one who Allah will wipe kufr away with. I am Al-Hashir, the one who the people will be raised up on my two feet. And I am Al-Aqib, the one who no one will come after him. No prophet and messenger will come after the last prophet and messenger to humanity sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in another hadith collected authentically by Imam at-Tirmidhi, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna ar-risalata wa an-nubuwwata qad inqata'at fala rasula ba'di wala nabi. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, indeed messengership and prophethood has ceased. So there is no messenger after me, and there is no prophet after me. This has been collected authentically by a Tirmidhi. And this position is known from Islam, bil-durura, that there is no Muslim, except that he understands that there is no prophet and messenger coming after the last prophet and messenger to humanity, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no prophet or messenger. And of course there is no messenger and no prophet, because every messenger is a prophet. So if he was a messenger, he would be a prophet. So if there is no prophets, then there is no messengers, because every messenger is a prophet. And this is known by everyone who is Muslim and whoever does not believe that Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last prophet and messenger to humanity, then he is not a Muslim. This is from the tafsir of Surah Al-Fath, from these ayat. And this is a basic point in the aqidah or the belief of the Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with this belief. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rid the incorrect beliefs from the hearts of the Muslims. O Allah, we ask you to fill our hearts with belief that Muhammad is the last prophet and messenger to humanity. O Allah, fill our hearts with the belief that there is no prophet or messenger coming after your last prophet and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we ask you for the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and to save us from the fire. O Allah, we ask you for Jannah. O Allah, we ask you for Jannah. O Allah, we ask you for Jannah. O Allah, save us from the fire. O Allah, save us from the fire. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله. واقم الصلاة. استووا سووا صفوفكم وتراصوا لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم إن تصوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. استووا 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 سووا صفوفكم وتراصوا لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم إن تصوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. Straighten the rows, straighten the rows, straighten the rows, straighten the rows and fill the gaps. Line up foot to foot and shoulder to shoulder. Don't leave your rows crooked or Allah will divide your hearts. Straightening the rows is a part of perfecting the salah. Straighten the rows, straighten the rows, straighten the rows, fill the gaps. Line up foot to foot and shoulder to shoulder. Don't leave your rows crooked or Allah will divide your hearts. Straightening the rows is a part of perfecting the salah. Istawu, 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 sawu sufufakum wa tarassu, la takhtalifu, fatakhtalifa qulubukum, inna taswiyatu safi min tamamu salah. Straighten the rows, straighten the rows, straighten the rows, fill the gaps, line up foot to foot and shoulder to shoulder. Don't leave your rows crooked, or Allah will divide your hearts. Straightening the rows is a part of perfecting the salah.